This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. We head up the road this week to the Nord Country School in tiny Nord, California. This spot in the road just northwest of Chico, central to cattle, fruit tree, and nut ranches, hosts some of the best community events anywhere. When was the last time you went to a pie auction? The next one is coming right up, Saturday night, February 3rd, at the Chico Elks Club, and you won't want to miss it. Tickets are still available through the school or online through Eventbrite. Before the school board voted in 2005 to shutter it, and then to allow the community to reopen it as a charter school, Nord School was both the smallest and the oldest school in the Chico Unified School District. It was known as the Missouri Bend School when it first opened its doors in 1867. The following year, it was renamed Mount Diablo Meridian School, the area's Meridian Road today being a remnant of that title. The school took on its current and lasting name in 1872, when the town of Nord was established along the Central Pacific Rail Line. At the time, the northernmost valley community in Butte County, Nord meaning north in French. The purpose of the pie auction is to generate some serious money to support school enrichment programs, which the event has done successfully for more than a decade. It's immediately clear just how important pies are to the evening's festivities. They are all on display in front of the auctioneer's stand. Every 5 minutes or so, an earnest young Nord school student carefully picks up one of these home-baked miracles, everything from chocolate peanut butter pie to hand-picked wild blackberry pie, and slowly walks it through the hungry crowd, waving it in people's faces as they wait to belly up to the barbecue table for a feast of Santa Maria-style tri-tip, pinkito beans, French bread, and salad. No sooner do you and all the other folks at your table manage to staunch the drool, all pies are listed with detailed descriptions in the auction brochure so you can lust for them over and over again. Then another adorable child with an even more adorable pie wanders by. When the bidding starts, it's not about being hungry. Really, it's your own fault if you're hungry, because if you can shovel in seconds at dinner, they're usually available. No, it's psychological torture, a tune-up to get everyone lusting after pie, starting with so-called dessert. Not everyone, not even every table, will be able to buy a pie, and none is available by the slice, alas, at any price. So the Nord Country School folks have the kids hand out those itsy-bitsy kindergarten-size ice cream cups with 4 ounces of ice cream each, along with a tiny wooden spoon, just like the ones you got in grammar school. Torture just as the cutthroat competitive bidding starts up. The bidders, you'll get your own auction paddle once you sign up, are no less canny than event organizers. Most of us outsiders can only guess why pies sell the way they do, gasping as bids start climbing into thousands. Thousands of dollars for a pie. And with a professional auctioneer at the gavel, things get exciting fast. It might be so-and-so's brother-in-law from the feed and seed, competing with his brother over at Farm Credit, a little friendly sibling rivalry. Or maybe it's whoever owes the most to the bank. That was my dad's explanation for why my younger brother David's 4-H steers, even that mindless beast that dragged him by the lead rope from one end of the show ring to the other, always got top auction dollars. What an education! We kids were quickly learning how small towns work. Some might say, how life works. So consider coming to this year's Nord Country School Pie Auction and spend some of your extra cash on an excellent small town education. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio. For links and photos, go to mynspr.org.